This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. And welcome everyone to our footy tipping. Round 20 is upon us in the AFL. I'm producer Jane Neal, Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkins sending her tips via text this week, but Anna Barry is our special guest on the pod, so she's going to tip as well. Just to look back at round 19, Corey and myself tipped 5. Caro, you were the only person in the entire Don't Shoot the Messenger competition who tipped 8 for this second week in a row.
I'm coming home with a full head of steam, even though I started out so badly.
Well, it is actually bumping you right up there in the comp, because you're now in the number 26 position, having languished down the, you know, mid-range on the comp. So well done.
Thank you, Jane. Who did I get wrong? I got Carlton beating North Melbourne wrong. I said Carlton would win and North won, but that was my only mistake.
Oh, dear. You're on fire.
Wow, we got a lot of ground to make up this week. So let's get cracking with round 20. Friday night, St Kilda taking on Carlton. So we want to know who you're tipping and by how many points, Caro?
Oh, it's just the sort of night that the Blues had come good, but I don't think so. I see Rowan Marshall's out of isolation, flying back to Melbourne for the game, Anna. So I'm going to say the Saints by 20.
I'm saying Saints by 14.
And the Saints by, Cara, I was kind of right with you. Corey's tip Saints by 19, so I'm going to say Saints by 25. Then on Saturday, the Western Bulldogs taking on the Adelaide Crows at Mars Stadium in Ballarat.
Yeah, absolutely no hope for the Crows here, I don't believe. Bulldogs.
Dogs.
Bulldogs for me and Bulldogs for Corey as well. And if the weather is anything like last weekend, where there was a little bit of hail and some snow at the
weather
upper
forecast
reaches.
Is dreadful for this weekend.
She's going to be a nippy one. North Melbourne at Blundstone Arena taking on the Cats.
Yeah, two games in Tassie this weekend. North were great last week and sending all of our best to Ben Cunnington, who is undergoing surgery for
testicular lump was discovered.
Exactly. So that's terrible news, and obviously sending him all the best. Off the back of Robbie Tarrant also having an issue. But no, I'm going to tip the Cats.
Cats.
Cats for me and also the Cats for Corey. Then at a venue still to be confirmed, the Gold Coast Suns are going to be taking on Melbourne. This is 3:10 on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Melbourne will win that one.
Probably the D's.
I'm going to go the Suns, but Corey has tipped Melbourne. Now, Collingwood at the MCG, no crowds taking on the West Coast Eagles, 4:15. So spoilt for choice in that sort of twilight time slot there on Saturday.
Yeah, people keep telling me this is a growing time slot. I still don't enjoy it very much. Eagles will win that one, Anna.
Eagles.
Eagles for me and Eagles for Corey. Then on Saturday night, Essendon taking on the Sydney Swans at the Gabba.
Swans.
Swans.
Swans for Corey, but I'm going to go for the Bombers. On Sunday, Hawthorn taking on the Lions, the second match in Tassie at the University of Tasmania.
Yeah, so Hawthorn are going to have 3 games in a row at Launceston now, because Collingwood are going to go there next week because they've decided they'd rather have a crowd in Tasmania than no one at the G. Hawthorn play well there, but they're not going to win this weekend. Lions will win that.
I think Lions need to win this.
They do.
Lions for me, but of course, Corrie sticking with her Hawks.
Of course she is.
Tipping Hawthorn. GWS Giants taking on Port Adelaide, yet to be determined venue. This is once again that 3:10 time slot on a Sunday afternoon, which is slightly different.
I reckon it's the graveyard shift. I hate that.
Yep. No, me too. Oh, this is a difficult one. No, Port need to win. Port.
I'm going Giants. Just, ooh. I know, a bit of an upset.
Yeah, Giants for me, actually. Corey has tipped Port Adelaide. Then wrapping things up, 5:10, Optus Stadium, Fremantle taking on the Ladies Tigers.
No, the Tigers will win that one. Tigers will win.
Tigers, definitely.
Oh, so adamant.
Well, come on, Freo don't have five.
Yeah, that you would think that. Look, I still reckon Richmond. I don't think they'll do much, but no. I still think they're going to make finals, and I think they'll win this one.
Yeah, Richmond for me, and tipping Richmond Corey as well. And Caro, you know, your mail from inside the AFL, the changes, the not even knowing which venue you're playing at a few days out. How's everyone coping from what you're hearing?
Look, I think they're going to get the season done and dusted, yeah, which is fantastic news. They've still got that end of season bye if there is a disaster. But look, apart from New South Wales, there's going to be footy, I reckon, and finals played in all the states it can be played in. Plans afoot, obviously, to have the grand final here in Melbourne, hopefully. But they've booked out that resort in the Barossa Valley. They've booked out Joondalup in Perth, the golf resort. So if you do need to go over through one of those sterile corridors and play games, finals over in either South Australia or West Australia, that'll be fine too.
Do you think the AFL would prefer a grand final with crowds outside of Melbourne or MCG no crowds?
Oh, they wouldn't have it with no crowds at the MCG.
So
it would
only be Perth or Brisbane?
Perth or South Australia,
or
I think.
Adelaide.
Brisbane,
yep,
have had their go. I mean, okay, and good luck to them, but I think Perth will pay more money and so will South Australia.
You heard it from Caroline Wilson, Anna from the Op Shop, and Corey tipping via text. Thank you so much to everyone who has been tipping along with us in our competition this season. And thanks to Red Energy for supporting the podcast. Most satisfied customers, 11 years in the road. Happy tipping, ladies. And what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
For all things home design, enjoy Homestyle with me, Shayna Blaze. All the ideas and inspiration you need for your home, DIY design projects, and expert advice.
Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series, available from wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.